In the beautiful name of Jesus, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father, from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Tonight, the scripture reading again, let me share with you just the first couple of verses of the gospel reading from Luke chapter 4. I share with you again verses 14, 15, and 16. Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news about Jesus spread throughout the whole countryside. Jesus was teaching in their synagogues, and everyone praised him. He went to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and on the Sabbath day, he went into the synagogue, as was his custom. He stood up to read. This is the word of our Lord. For tonight, please read that as Saturday, okay? Just another Saturday. We'll be all right with that as we talk about the theme for tonight, just another Saturday or just another Sabbath. As you came to church tonight, what did you expect? Did you expect to see these here? No, we didn't either. Did you expect to see maybe something else since we had this last week and maybe there'd be something else that might be here? Or did you come really not expecting anything particular? It was just another Saturday for you. I ask that question because in our gospel reading for today, for this weekend, we hear about Jesus as he came as was his custom to his church, his synagogue. And it's interesting that it talks about the fact that he came as was his custom. It was the Sabbath, and so you go to church. It's Saturday night, 6 o'clock, so you come to church. And the people would have come on the Sabbath day, and they would have come to the synagogue kind of the same way. It was Saturday, it was time for the synagogue, and so they came, not really expecting anything too special or anything too different. They did have something different. It's interesting, I read to you Luke 4, 14 through 16, because it seems to be that Jesus had been maybe about a year away from home. Jesus, last week, was in Cana of Galilee, all right, and he was changing water into wine, doing that first of his signs, and many people believed in him, and the disciples believed in him, and Jesus was getting quite a reputation. We think that probably that happened prior to Jesus returning back to Nazareth. In fact, it could have been up to a year. Jesus would have left Nazareth to go down south to get baptized, 40 days in the wilderness as he was tempted by the devil. Then he came back up to Galilee, and he had some ministry up there, maybe up to a year's time. So here Jesus comes back, and he's been gone for a year. And he comes back to his hometown. And all the people are going, whoa, Jesus is back. And it's the Sabbath time. And it's time for someone to come up and read the scriptures. Hey, Jesus, you're the hometown boy. Hey, Jesus, why don't you come up and why don't you read the scriptures for us this Sabbath time? Jesus very obviously willing to do that, and they handed him the book of Isaiah. Oh, of course, Isaiah, wonderful book of the Old Testament, one that they would have known very, very well. And how interesting it is that Luke tells us that when they handed Jesus the book of Isaiah, Jesus turned to the place. Did you catch that? Jesus turned to the place. He would have had to unroll almost all of it to Isaiah chapter 61, almost to the very, very end. And how interesting it is, Jesus knew the place where he wanted to share with those people on that special Sabbath day. It wasn't just like any other Sabbath that they had had, but this was a special Sabbath day. He unrolls it, he finds the place, and he reads, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to release the oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." He closed up the book, came over, and sat down. Now, it's opposite here. You sit and I stand. Usually, the speaker would sit. Everybody's eyes were on Jesus, and Jesus made a bold announcement. Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. This is a special Sabbath day, he was saying to the people. And the people were thinking, whoa, that's the promise of the Messiah. That's the promise that was written 700 years ago about the promised Messiah who was promised to Adam and Eve and then to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and that promise going all the way along. That means that Jesus is the Messiah? And at first, they all spoke well of him. At first, they thought, wow, hometown boy, here he is, and he's the Messiah. He's the one who has come to be the one who fulfills all of those promises. Wow, Jesus' word had quite an effect on the people. All spoke well of him, Luke writes, and were amazed at his gracious words. Boy, wouldn't any politician love that? Wouldn't any speaker just love that? Here the people are just so happy about what it is that he says. And any politician would continue to go on and tell the people just exactly what he knows that the people would want to hear. But Jesus never does that. Jesus never speaks, God's word never speaks what we want it to say. It always speaks what is the truth and that we need to hear. And as Jesus was speaking then to those people, he shared with them that he is the one who comes because they are the ones who are poor. They're the ones who are the prisoners. They're the ones who are blind, and they're the ones who are oppressed. Now, this is his hometown folks. These are the people that he grew up with. And they get all angry with him and say, how dare you? We know you. You're Joseph's son. We knew you when you were in diapers. We knew you when you were just small like this. How dare you say anything like that to us? And suddenly now it changed from being very happy to being very angry with Jesus. Jesus always speaks the truth, even when it upsets people. God's word speaks truths that oftentimes are pretty upsetting to people. But it's important that those truths are spoken. And God's truth is what he speaks so that it might change us. Now, Jesus knew that they would want to have some proofs. And with that proof, then, he said to them, surely, you will say, you will quote this proverb, physician, heal yourself. Do here in your hometown what we have heard that you did in Capernaum. Can you change the slide for me? This isn't changing for me. I'm wondering if he was thinking about this wedding in Cana. I wonder if the people were saying, oh yeah, Jesus, prove to me that you're the one that Isaiah was talking about. Do some kind of special sign here. Do something special on this Sabbath day, this special Sabbath day. Jesus never did any signs or miracles when the people demanded it. Jesus always wanted his word to be what would help to change the people's lives. And so Jesus says words of law to them. Truly, truly, I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his hometown. You don't accept me because I'm just too familiar to you. I'm your hometown boy. And then he got real personal. You're just like those Jews in the Old Testament, just like those Jews in Elijah's day. You know, during that 3.5-year famine, there were lots of widows that were there, but Elijah didn't go to the Jews. He went up to that widow up in Zarephath. She was a Gentile. And Elisha who followed. There were lots of lepers in Judah, the Jewish people, but Elisha didn't help any of those Jewish ones. He helped Naaman the Syrian. The people were furious against Jesus. Jesus was saying to them, don't reject me. Don't reject my word. I'm coming to share my word with you. They did. They wanted to get rid of Jesus, and as you know, they took him up to the brow of a hill and were ready to push him off, but it wasn't his time yet. And so the miracle they wanted, it happened. Jesus just walked through the midst of them and went on and continued preaching again up in Capernaum. Just another Saturday, just another time that we come here for God's hearing God's word. What's our response as we come and hear God's word? I hope not. But isn't that true sometimes? We come because it's a Saturday night and that's when we come to church. And God comes with his powerful words of law and gospel, his powerful words of saying, here I am, I forgive you all your sins, here I am, I give you strength of faith, here I am, I lead and guide you, here I am, I give you direction for your life. And maybe we say yay, maybe we say angry, but is it just another Sabbath? Is it just another Saturday where we don't hear and that doesn't affect us? Boy, there's a lot of things that are happening in life that this can happen to. Yesterday, Friday, was the 34th anniversary of Roe versus Wade, that life-altering decision. 50-plus million babies have died since then. Still, about a million a year die. Are we as a church, do we do anything about it, or do we sleep through that? Marriage is being changed in our world today. Oh my goodness, the things that are happening to marriage that, again, we in the church, do we speak out about those kinds of things? There's a lot of politicians that are telling us what it is that they're going to be doing. How is it that we will vote when that time comes? Will we speak up and will we use the opportunities that God gives us to do those things? You see, God's word comes to make the comfortable uncomfortable. And he comes to comfort the uncomfortable. Grace is no good unless there's guilt first. Forgiveness is no good unless there's sin first. Jesus needed his people in Nazareth. He needs for us to know our great need, first of all. Our great need of a Savior and our great need to hear his word and for his word to come and speak to us, his word to share with us. It's not just another Saturday when we come to worship because Jesus is here. Not just a beautiful name, but also a beautiful message that he gives to us. A message to change our hearts and lives, to comfort us in forgiveness, and to help to change us so that we might be a change agent in the world today. The folks in Jesus' day wanted to get rid of him. They got angry with him, and they took him to the brow of the hill, but it wasn't time yet. You know, Jesus could have stopped that. He could have destroyed all of his hometown people, but he didn't because he loved them. Jesus continues to be in and with us, continuing to work with us as well. Because he did allow a time when a mob did take him. They didn't try and throw him off of that hill, Calvary. They nailed him to the cross and left him to die. But you know, Jesus walked through the tomb on that Easter day, just as he walked through the people on that day. He suffered and died on that cross for you and for me so that we might be changed and so that every Saturday is a special day as we gather in his name and with his word. As Jesus comes to us in the words of absolution, forgiveness, as Jesus comes to us in his word of law and gospel, as Jesus leads and guides us as we live in our world today. Each and every Saturday, Sabbath, is a very special day. Jesus continues to work in our hearts and in our lives. Sometimes we can get so used to the same old thing, the same old preacher, the same old liturgy, the same old kinds of things, and forget that God's word is so precious to us as he gives that to us. May we be amazed. Amazed at our Lord and Savior Jesus, amazed at the words that he gives to us, amazed at the forgiveness of sins that are ours, amazed that he loves the world and us so much so that he might continue to work in us and through us as we serve him in the world each and every day. an extraordinary Saturday, a special Saturday, as Jesus gives us his blessings again tonight. In the precious name of Jesus, amen. May the peace of God that passes all our understanding keep our hearts and our minds centered in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.